main message to them after the game and heading into this week about that?
Well, I think all of us realize that going into that fourth quarter, we did not play our best game up to that point. But even having not played our best game in that fourth quarter, I believe it was a 3rd and 14, we still had an opportunity to make plays and turn that game to where we could win it, even though we weren't playing at our best. And we kind of had a couple things go wrong, and multiple people lost their composure. I wasn't the most composed up in the box either, as it was starting to unravel. So all of us had a lesson to learn there, that the game is tight. The NFL, adversity hits. You've got to be able to overcome adversity and handle it. And I think collectively we all learned that we can do better and have to do better, or bad things happen in the fourth quarter. We gave up 21 points in the fourth quarter when we shouldn't have. And part of it was a composure.
Do you think that your cornerbacks were playing too soft, or was that where you wanted them to play?
No, at times they were, but they were reducing some formations and taking away some of where we can press and some of the zone coverages. When everybody snugs in and gets real tight, you cannot press everything in all zone coverages. Mans you can, zones you can't. So there's different things that they were doing formationally to take some of the press off, but when they were out, there were calls that we should have been tighter. And there were calls that they were exactly where I wanted them. So it was a little bit of a mix. There were different formations and groupings than they had shown in the past, and that was something we were adjusting to as we went.
For the most part, though, this year, you've that's what you've played. You've allowed things underneath because you don't want to get beat on the deep stuff, right? Is there give and take there? Is there a time where you just kind of say, you know what, we got to start pressing more? Because they're just killing us underneath. Is that?
It is give and take. It's give and take, and as the game wears on, and you see the different formations they're giving us, and the calls that we like the best against what they're presenting, there is sometimes where you go. We actually at halftime went to more man. We talked about it. We said we're going to get up and be a little bit closer to everything. We knew Castle was very hot. He was throwing the ball very well, and was very decisive with it. Hats off to him. But we were trying to get a little bit closer in our coverage.
You guys have given up like a lot of yards and pretty much, you know, good amount of your games and stuff. What was kind of the difference on Sunday? Was it just not getting the turnovers that you guys have gotten?
No, we gave up way too many big plays, X plays. I believe there were 6 X plays of over 20. Now, if I'm not mistaken, 3 of them were thrown for 20-plus yards, and we did not make those plays. And the other were thrown under 20 yards, and we missed tackles, and they became big plays. There was 2 pass interference calls, and in the past we really hadn't been getting a lot of those called against us, and they were good calls. We were wrong. We did interfere, and it put them all the way down inside the goal line. So we did not take care of keeping the big pass off of us like we had been, you know. And we only had 1 turnover, where in the past we were having a couple more. But the biggest part of that game, the disappointment that we had, was the big plays, both through missed tackles. And you know, a couple of them, the one on Fletcher down the sideline was a great throw and catch, and Fletch was there, and that's NFL play. It happens. So you're going to have some of those happen, and you got to line up and play the next snap.
When you look at this film, okay, do you at least get some comfort in thinking that the stuff you saw are correctable errors? So they're things that, you know, if you tighten up, you don't have to worry about them going into
absolutely. The one thing I have never coached in a game where we didn't have multiple errors. I don't think anybody has. It just doesn't happen. There's always the little things that you've got to tighten up and get better. And when you lose, a lot of times the mistakes that you do make, they found. And sometimes they don't find them and you win. So it's always the mistakes are always there. You always have to correct them. You've always got to tighten it up. In the NFL, it's the beautiful part of the NFL is every week you can either dominate or be dominated. Most of them are coming down to the fourth quarter, the end of it, and you've got to be really tight in your coverage and your assignment and doing your job, and that way you usually the teams that are a little bit more crisp in their assignments, they'll make less mistakes, win. That's basically what I'm trying to say.
Pass defense against the Bears similar to the Lions, in that you have 2 big wide receivers, a strong-armed quarterback who also puts it up for grabs.
Absolutely. Chicago might be one of the most talented offenses we face. They're obviously in the top 5 in scoring. They've got the big physical Pro Bowl receivers, 2 of them. They've got a tight end who's a big athletic pass-receiving tight end. He's very versatile. He's very big. The running back is as rounded as any running back we faced. His pass protection is great. He runs the ball well. He catches out of the backfield well. You know, the offensive line is young on one side, but it's getting better and better as we go. And then the quarterback can make all the throws. And he really, you can tell he understands this offense because his eyes are downfield, and he's getting the ball where it needs to be. And so this is overall probably our biggest test offensively.
Is Boykin going through the concussion protocol right now?
Yes.
Okay, so not going to be on the field today?
No, it's all concussion.
On that 57-yard touchdown early, it looked like you guys were in base and Boykin wasn't out there. Is that what you wanted, and what kind of happened on that play, the one to Jennings?
Yeah, absolutely. We were in a pressure that had a carry technique from the safety, and we actually lined up too close to him. He got inside of us and got across the field. We just have to play that defense better than we played it. Our alignments weren't perfect, and it got us in trouble. So it was a big play on their part. The pressure actually got there. We just missed. Castle did a great job of sidestepping Fletcher, and it extended the down for a second. And he had a great pass down the field, and we weren't good enough in our coverage and our rush, and they were better. They out-executed us on that play.
Who would be your nickel if Brandon couldn't play?
Right now we've got multiple guys. We've got Patrick Chung working at it. Rock can get in there and work at it. Those are two guys that come to mind first.
What can you tell us about the rest of the health of the safeties, Earl Wolf and for everyone else, Coleman and Colt Anderson?
Well, there's a couple guys are day-to-day. Earl's one of them. You know, we'll go out there and see what Earl has today. He's getting better and better as we go, but we're seeing him as we go. I think Kurt's in that same boat, and Colt is probably more week-to-week than the other guys. So we're looking at them day-to-day, and as quick as they can get better and get healthy, you know, then we use them.
Patrick Chung found himself on the bench, I guess, after that 57-yard throw to Jennings. Just assess his play. Is he not,
Well, one of the things that going into the game, both Patrick and Kurt both knew we were rotating every two series. It happened that he had, on that second series, he had that. But it was going into that game, we were going to rotate. Now, we were rotating because Patrick's been a little bit of a slump, but he is increasing. He's getting better and better as we go. That was a bad snap for him. But there was going to be an every two series rotation of the safeties, regardless of that play happening. And Patrick knew it and Kurt knew it. Kurt was prepared in practice. We were 50-50 with their reps. So that wasn't something that was a knee-jerk reaction to one play. It was a plan going in, and we will continue to, you know, Kurt was just showing that he had he was practicing well, and we give an opportunity for him to get out there and see what he could do, and that's what we were doing. And then the injuries hit us, and then all. You know, we just had to adjust on the fly there. It was getting kind of crazy at the end there.
Is that the plan moving forward, to continue to rotate those guys at safety?
Yeah, until they separate themselves. If somebody separates, then they can stay in there. Until then, I'll see. I'll let the competition kind of get the best out of both of them.
Had Wolf separated himself before that? Is that his job when he comes
He was out? Starting to. He really was. You know, he was starting to really show some playmaking ability and getting some of those rookie mistakes out. When you play rookies, you get more mistakes than you get, because there's just more volume that they've ever been used to. So Earl was on a great pace, got injured, been out for a while now, so we've got to kind of crawl him back into the mix as we go.
Benny Logan's snaps have been, seem like they're increasing, and he's getting more pass rushing opportunities. Is that right? And what do you like to see? What are you seeing out of him as a pass rusher that you really like?
I think Benny's been fun to watch. He's a fun story that it really is a rookie, and you're watching the rookie's growth. Benny probably played his best game against Minnesota, and he's getting better and better and more comfortable. And like I've said about a lot of rookies, at some point in time, they all have confidence, but never really sure that, do I really belong in the NFL? And at some point along the way, through some success and a lot of reps, they relax and kind of exhale and say, you know what, I do belong here. I am good enough. And they kind of take a huge spike. And they really, when the confidence hits, and I think Benny's somewhere in that area right now where I think he knows he can play at this level and play – and he's getting better and better every week, and he's getting rewarded for it because he made quite a few plays for us.
Is it technique that he's improving upon, or is there something that you guys early on were concerned about in terms of how he played his technique?
I'd say technique. Technique is just getting better and better. And again, when you first start, they have to think about using their technique as they're using it. And as you move forward, they don't think about it anymore, and yet they still do it. So I think he's at that place where he's just being quicker with everything because it's more natural to him now.
You're banged up on the secondary. You're coming off a 48-point game. You got guys coming on and off the field. You're rotating guys. I mean, how much of a challenge is this point right now for your secondary? It seems like that offense coming in, it seems like it's quite a challenge for this group.
Probably the biggest challenge of the season, right? Obviously because it's this challenge, but it is a well-rounded, talented offense that's coming at us. And our guys, you know, we had a bad day in Minnesota. And I think they're ready, and everybody's got. We will have a good week of practice. They're in the right mindset. Nobody's pouting about last week. We accepted it. We owned up to it. We watched the tape. We talked about the mistakes, and now we're going forward, and we're going to attack Chicago and give them everything we have.
Bill, the defense. You guys had some difficult field position. Does that kind of allow the offense to open up the playbook a little? Can they do more things when they had the better field position?
When you break down opposing offensive coordinators, a lot of times the part of the field that they're in does change their personality, but that doesn't change our ability to stop them. So it doesn't matter where they start with the ball. We've got to get ourselves off of the field, and the where on the field that starts, we've talked from day one, is irrelevant to us. We've got to go out there and get the stop and get off the field, and it's on us to do that.
In that nine-game stretch, were there issues or concerns that were concealed by the production, or do you feel what happened was just a bad day at the office?
I think it was a bad day, but I think you always have your strengths and your weaknesses, and you're growing. We've said all along, we've got so much work to do. This is year one. We've had some success, a lot of success that probably was unexpected, but we still, the weaknesses weren't any, nothing has really changed. We just continue to try to get better and better as we go. We did walk into a bad game and a good Minnesota team. We've got to learn from it and respond to it, and I believe they will respond in the right way. We'll see Sunday night. It's a huge challenge for us, and I like the way our guys' attitude is today.